The Sunshine List was created in Ontario in 1996 under the Mike Harris Conservative government, so almost 30 years ago. Holding fast to a figure like $100,000 as a fixed point, a kind of financial North Star, to gauge what we are to consider excessive wealth while inflation does what inflation will do, is blatantly wrong-headed. Even the game show, The $100,000 Pyramid, started out as The $10,000 Pyramid. Basically, if you think public employees should have their wages frozen to some 30-year-old idea of wealth, then the problem is you. Harris's petty intent, which the media perpetuates, was to conjure an image of public servants as rat-pack rich, lounging around in crushed velvet robes, cocktail in hand, playing frivolous games of backgammon between bouts of light office work. I've got a better idea. How about we stop stirring up envy among the general populace about certain of their servants who are making a wage that would be considered excessive in 1996, and instead stir up empathy by creating a list of the lowest-paid public servants currently toiling away for some paltry wage? You could call it the shoeshine list. As for the so-called sunshine list? Shove it, preferably where the sun don't shine. Darcy Kloss lives in Greater Sudbury. A rotating stable of community members share their thoughts on anything and everything, the only criteria being that it be thought-provoking. Got something on your mind to share with readers in Greater Sudbury? Climb aboard our soapbox and have your say. Send material or pitches to editor@sudbury.com.